huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. How to sell much more on social media and make a lot more money. And I'll lead in with a few how not to sell on social media and therefore make book all money. And yes, I'm wearing the same jumper. And yes, this is my second live in a day. And yes, I'm crazy. But you're following me, which means you're more crazy. All right, fine. So how to sell on social media to make money. So the first thing you don't do is go and join a load of groups and then smack them with a sale, which I see loads of people do. Banned from most groups. Really bad etiquette. What you also don't do is go and join a load of groups and then have these 3 or 4 pre-written sales letters or pieces of sales copy and then copy-paste, and then sell. What you also do not do is go into a group and scrape everyone out and try and get them in your landing page or whatever. Now, this stuff might have worked in 1962, but it's now 2019. And it might be 2020 when you're listening to this on the podcast. It will still be relevant. So I don't think direct selling on social media works that well. I'm not saying it doesn't work. And hey, you could probably pick some low-hanging fruit. What I believe does work is the following, and I've got here, let's have a look, 9 different factors, and I might add a couple of bonuses. So I think the first thing is you've got to be really clear on your niche. Who do you sell to? Who is your ideal client? Now, I yawn at how many times I say that to people. So if I'm bored of hearing myself say it, you must have heard it, and you must go yawn, yawn, yawn. But are you... people say, oh, well, I help business owners. No, you don't. You might help startup business owners or business owners get into their first 50 grand or business owners worried about putting themselves out there on social media or business owners at 6 figures or business owners at 7 figures or business owners at 8 figures or women business owners. I would love to sell just to women business owners, but that's another story. So who is your niche? Now, to find out your niche, what you do is you go through all the clients that you've had and you find their top 20%, the best spenders, the most grateful, the least customer service, who refer people, and then you figure out where you found them from in your marketing. And then you scale up your marketing to those kind of clients. Where did you find them? How much did you charge them, etc.? Because I made the assumption that you might have the same product, but you might have different products at different prices. Now, if you don't have any customers yet, what you do is you go into various online groups, LinkedIn groups, especially Facebook groups. You find the niche group. So, for example, my group is the Disruptive Entrepreneurs Community. There are over 17,000 entrepreneurs in that group. And you do some polling. You watch people's posts. You find out what they're all talking about. You maybe ask some questions and get some feedback on kind of products that you might have or you might launch without selling. Don't use them as veiled pitches. And then you get an idea on your ideal niche. So, for example, one of my favorite watch brands is Audemars Piguet. Now, an Audemars Piguet watch owner, I reckon, probably has 4 or 5 watches, at a guess. They've probably already bought a Rolex, because a Rolex is probably the move up. So just that gives you a bit of an idea of the kind of person that you're going to market to. And it's not someone who wants to buy a watch, because you can buy a Casio for 20 quid, or you can buy an Omar's PGA for 100 grand. So be clear on who your niche is. Second thing then is you want to make sure that you have accounts on every social media platform. And you want to make sure that you populate them with content on your niche. So there is, of course, Facebook, having a Facebook group, having a Facebook page, your Facebook profile, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, podcast, YouTube, now TikTok, now Pinterest, etc. And make sure that it's clear on all the profiles what you do and who you are and who you help. You know, on LinkedIn profiles, you see people saying helping entrepreneurs to six figures, or helping busy business owners, or helping people get more visibility, reach and followers on social media. So you think about that and you make sure your profiles are populated as such. Okay, then the third thing you do is you join all the niche related Facebook groups. And there are loads, and Facebook groups are massive. You should definitely have your own. I set up my Disruptive Entrepreneurs Group one probably a bit late. I think it was at least a year, maybe 2 years after my podcast. I should have started it earlier. The Progressive one's, what is it, 7 years old? I should have started it earlier, the Progressive Property one. So get your Facebook group started, join other Facebook related groups and start posting content out there and getting known and getting seen on there. Okay, number four, really important, is you've got to give lots of value first. You've got to, feed the seed before you get the tree. What is it Gary Vaynerchuk says? Jab, jab, hook, or jab, jab, right hook. So the jab is the content, the hook is the knockout punch, the sale. So you want to be out there putting a lot of value out there. Maybe you want to do a 10-to-1 ratio of value to offer. Make sure that you're putting off value in lots of different groups. Make sure it's relevant to those specific groups. Make sure it's not just copy-pasted across. And make sure you engage in posts and don't just post and run. Make sure that you comment on other people's posts. Make sure that you ask questions. Make sure you vary your posts, some lives, some text, some images, some questions, some debates, some polls, and you'll get known in the groups. And in the end, you'll just get this massive trickle-down effect of people following you and all of your profiles will grow. My podcast downloads are up 50% month on month, but we haven't done any marketing for it. So that's just a compounded momentum of continual content. Okay, number five then is follow my 80-10-5-5 rule. And that is the kind of posts that you do. 80% of the time on brand, on niche, the content in your clear market to your clear client. 10% of the time personal, where you're going, what you're up to, what you're interested in, etc. 5% of your time news jacking or engagement jacking, which is just making posts that there's already energy and emotion around, that people are all going to talk about, that you kind of leverage, if you like. It's really to gain the algorithms, to get more reach, just the odd one to get a little bit of traction and awareness. If you have posts that get a lot of comments and likes and shares, lots of people will get them fed into their feeds. When people do that all the time, what's your favorite food? Do you sleep naked? It's got to be on niche and don't do it all the time because it gets a bit gimmicky. And then 5% of your time is selling. So the problem with selling is when you link out from a platform, they want you to stay native, therefore they reduce your reach. But the more goodwill you build with the content that you provide, after a while, you'll build up extra reach through the algorithms and extra awareness from people and extra goodwill in their minds and extra visibility on the feeds. And then you can make your offer. But I don't believe you're smart to make an offer that's very expensive on social media. I believe you're better removing them from social media to then sell to them off platform. So in emails or in a vertical, the Americans call it a funnel or a staircase or an application form or a consultation or a webinar, and moving them off and taking them into a more accepted sales environment. I think that is smart. So that would be good to have a lead magnet and a product magnet. So a lead magnet is something that you give away for free that gets people out of the social media ecosystem into another ecosystem, like an email database or a webinar or a live event. So what great content and value and software or apps or whatever, one-to-one phone calls, consultations, could you give away in exchange for having a prospect go into a more sales-driven ecosystem? A product magnet is one that they buy to do the same thing. So I've got books and various entry-level courses that are all low value, that then move people out of the social media ecosystem into an ecosystem where I can then create even more goodwill and then start exchanging fair value of courses, mentorships, masterminds, etc. Okay, seven then is make sure you leverage all the free social media, including podcasts, including YouTube, including the new one, TikTok. Know when you're building the profiles and know when you're cashing in on the profiles. Don't too frequently cash in as you're building. But then once you've built, don't be afraid to cash in because it is like a forest. And if you sell too quick too soon, you cut the tree down rather than get the fruits of the forest. The eighth thing is to do collaborations and joint ventures. So people often say to me, well, Rob, I don't have much of a following. I don't have many people watch my lives, etc. Fine, so do collaborations with people who have. Offer them 10% or 30% or 50% of the revenue that you sell to their followers, to their databases, or pay them for shout outs, for joint ventures where they fill a webinar and you have your product and you do a split, or you stand on their stage and you sell a product and you do a split. And they are more and more and more common now. And they can really work to grow your business if you don't have a following at all. Either have a really good product or offer a really good commission, or ideally both. And then nine, you've got to be persistent, consistent, and patient. Persistent, consistent, and patient. Oh, Rob, I was on social media for a week. I put posts out there. Only 17 people looked at my life. I feel useless. No one loves me. I feel alone. This shit doesn't work. Well, no, that's not the way to do it. If you want to get the results that social media bring, you've got to play the right game. And that is persistent, consistent, and patient. Okay, so let me summarize then how to sell on social media and make money. And I actually believe it's not spamming social media. It's not joining a group and making a pitch. It's not pretending to give value and then pitching later. It's not scraping groups and pages into other groups. It doesn't work. It's more of a long-term play. It's using social media to build the following, the fans, the interest, the goodwill, and the engagement, and then take them out of the ecosystem into a more accepted sales environment, on the phone, consultation, webinar, live event, etc. So know your niche. Be very clear on your niche. Don't be someone who markets to everyone, because that means no one. And be clear on who you sell to and clear what that niche is. Then all your marketing, all your collateral, all your messaging, all of your content speaks to that niche. Okay, set up all your accounts on all social media and populate them in the bios and with the content relevant to your niche. Third thing is join all niche-related Facebook groups and start adding really good value on there. Give lots of value first with lots of content. Don't just do it to lead into a sale. Engage in other people's content. Keep engaging your own content when people comment on it. Go and reply to people and have discussions and create debates. And don't just post and run like a lot of people are doing. Follow my 80-10-5-5 rule of the style of posts or the content of posts. 80% content on your niche, 10% personal, so they can get to know you a bit behind the scenes, who you are. 5% is on news and engagement jacking, just to gain the algorithms, get more reach, get more exposure, get on more people's feeds to set up the 5% which is selling. Charlie here has asked, how do I find out about your courses? Charlie, if you just PM me, then I can let you know and find out more information about that. Paul Charles has said, you kidding? What am I kidding? Is he kidding about asking about my courses when I'm talking about selling on social media by not selling on social media? I like it. Okay, I'm doing a summary here, so let me find number five. I've done that. Number six, have a lead magnet and a product magnet and have a lot of content above the free line, podcasts, good YouTube videos, maybe systems, software that you can give away in exchange for people following you and building goodwill and responding to you on social media, or then going into an email, a webinar, a consultation call, or a live event, so that some kind of fair exchange which you give away for free. A product magnet is one that they pay for, but it takes them out of social media into your ecosystem. Make sure you leverage all free social media, including podcasts, YouTube, and TikTok. And then collaborations and joint ventures for those of you that don't have lists, databases, and following. And then stay persistent, stay consistent, stay patient. They say it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Well, I've been putting quite a lot of energy and time into my social media for probably 5 years. and things are, I keep thinking that I'm on the edge of something big and things kind of keep nearly happening. But of course, that's my perception. And hopefully, well, they are, my followings and my reach is going up and up and up and up and up. But that's through the consistent, persistent and patient work that I've done. You know, this is not an overnight get rich quick success scheme. You know that you have to work hard enough not to have to work hard. You know that you've got to keep putting yourself out there and keep getting over your discomfort, whether it's how the functionality works or your phobia of live videos or you wanting your content to be perfect or how people might judge you or criticize you. Got to get rid of all that shit if you want to grow your business. And I talk about these things because people who follow me want to start and scale their business. So it's kind of a given. You know, some people say, well, Rob, what if you don't want to grow your business? What if you don't want to scale up? That's fine. Why are you following me? All right, cool. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And this is going on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So make sure you listen to my podcast, subscribe. Where have you been my whole life? Make sure you get on that podcast. If you're not a follower podcast yet, what hole have you been living in? Because podcasts are a game changer. In the gym, walking, running, in the car, on the train, on the plane, you can feed your mind with information that will make you a better person, will make you more successful, will make you more wealthy, will make you a better business owner, will help you attract more clients. I mean, a lot of people just don't even know there's a podcast app on their phone, or they've never been to Stitcher.com where you can pretty much get any podcast and they're all free. So let me know in the comments if you do listen to podcasts. Let me know in the podcast comments if you listen to my podcast. If you don't listen to podcasts, let me know in the comments and I will publicly shame you. I won't really. And if you're listening to the podcast, then you don't really give a fuck about the things I've just said and you wish I would finish. So I'm going to finish. So thank you for tuning in. And by the way, if you have children listening to the podcast, I'm sorry. I did do drop the odd F-bomb. I think you know that about me now. This will be about episode 440. So just saying. Thanks for tuning in. What have I taken? Nothing. And that's the problem. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.